USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Almost 700,000 customers in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe storms hit the region. The storms charged across southern Michigan into Ohio after midnight, packing wind gusts up to 85 miles an hour, hail as big as an inch and a half. The National Weather Service says a large and extremely dangerous tornado was confirmed Thursday night near Williamston, Michigan, just east of Lansing. Former President Trump may be heading back to Atlanta soon after Thursday's surrender at the Fulton County Jail. Charlie Shaw is a local bail bondsman who handled Trump's $200,000 bail.
It was a historical experience, one that I've never experienced before and probably never will again in my life. So very serious experience, an experience we had to get it done right, and I think we did.
Unlike his other cases, Fulton County does not arraign a defendant on the same day they are booked and processed at the jail. The arraignment, where Trump would enter a plea in a courtroom, happens at a later date. With back to school less than 2 weeks away, there's growing concern that New York City still hasn't announced the plan for handling a huge influx of migrant school children. Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
We're talking nearly 20,000 migrant children who live in temporary housing and speak no English. You'd think the Department of Education would have released a game plan by now for the nation's largest school system, but it hasn't. Both parents and principals frustrated and furious. They were expecting a centralized DOE plan for this school year, but so far they say it's been radio silence. No instructions sent out. No migrant kids showing up to register on September 7th, the first day of school. A big question mark.
Record-breaking heat is possible through Monday in dozens of U.S. cities through the South. I'm Dave Collins, and you're listening to USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
A suspect is in custody for allegedly leaving a possible exploding toilet outside a shopping mall near Los Angeles. Police say shoppers were evacuated from a mall in Glendale Thursday night after a suspicious toilet was left outside a movie theater and that a note on the toilet suggested it could be a bomb. The Los Angeles County Bomb Squad set up an X-ray machine to see inside the toilet and determined it was empty. The work of the late Congressman John Lewis is being recognized by the U.S. Postal Service. USPS officials announced a new forever stamp that pays tribute to the Democrats' legacy in Nashville. The new stamps feature the late congressman's name and likeness and are for sale online and at post offices across the country. Kevin Hart says he's temporarily in a wheelchair after trying to race a former NFL running back.
Yep. Well, you know it's going to be bad. Anytime somebody starts off by saying, well, it's bad. Ladies and gentlemen, the age 40 is real.
The comedian posted a video on Instagram telling his 178 million followers that he must be the dumbest man alive after recently challenging former Patriots running back Stephen Ridley to a 40-yard dash. An Arizona woman is out of harm's way thanks to quick thinking and a helpful bystander. The sheriff's department says a woman was allegedly abducted Monday morning in Phoenix and was zip-tied in the back of a minivan. She was able to pass a note to a gas station customer. State troopers ended up arresting the suspect. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.